Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Daddy St. James, and I was supposed to be with my husband, Larry, and he is not around, so I have to go and find him where he is located, and I'm going down into his Larry, are you playing that again?
Yeah, Galaga, that's right.
Okay, you know what? We have to do this podcast.
Now?
Just,
I'm on a roll
okay,
here.
Okay, come on, please. You don't even use quarters. Just do it. Shut it off,
okay,
please.
Okay, I'll get back to it, I guess.
Okay, so why is Larry playing? How do you say it?
Galaga.
Okay, I can't pronounce it.
It's the best.
All right, so we came back from our vacation from Cape May, and Larry had gotten himself a new toy for his man, Dan, okay,
that's
in the basement.
That's right, Galaga.
Okay, so here's what happened. Okay, so we've been talking to you about going to Cape May, and, you know, we came home. But while we were there, Larry had spent many, many years in Cape May with his parents when he was little.
Yep.
And they would let him go to the arcade on the promenade, which is like a boardwalk, by himself. Why did they let you go?
I don't know. Maybe they wanted to have the nookie or something. I don't want to think about it.
Geez.
All I know is that they knew that I was mature enough and strong enough and I could do it myself. It wasn't that far. It's a safe town. I walked down there and I spent a few hours at the arcade with my pocket full of quarters.
10 years old and 12. Okay. Anywho, so we haven't been there in a long time and we're going by in the car and Larry sees the arcade. I'm driving and he said, why don't we pull over and you could go with my dad and get some ice cream. I'm going to check out the arcade.
Yeah.
I thought it was a checkout, Larry.
Well, it turned out they had all the games I grew up playing in there, and it was awesome. They had the Pac-Man, the Missile Command, and of course, the Galaga, Defender, Donkey Kong. You name it, they had it, and I was excited.
Yeah, so I finished my ice cream cone, and I said to Larry's dad, something's not right here. So I texted him, no answer. I called him, no answer.
That's in the middle of the game, man.
Something was up. And I go into the arcade, and I see Larry in a little bit of a spat with the little kid. Again with the little kid, Larry.
Well, he was a tenacious little kid. I had to stiff arm him at some point to get him away from me. He wouldn't stop. He was just his word was gonna beat his high score. Oh boy. So yeah. What?
He's a kid, Larry.
But you should hear how he talked to me. It's like, get away from the machine, old man, and stuff like that. I'm like, oh man, I'll show you. And why don't you beat your high score?
Yeah, so anyway, so I came in, I think, just at the right time. And, you know, it was like the ski trip or we didn't go skiing, but it was the ski resort thing all over again, Larry, when the kids were chasing you.
Little freckle-faced bastards.
Oh, my God. So I said, Larry, I said, listen, it's not worth it. Let's go. And you said you wanted to play it. And the little kid was like, get out of here. He was a bully, though, Larry.
I'm not letting nobody bully me, especially some little kid.
Yeah. So, I more or less, you know, had to take Larry out of there because it was getting a little competitive with the little kids. It really was. So, anyway, the deal was that he would be able to get his own game at home.
Yeah, and I did it. But, you know, the most important part, I hope that kid goes back to that arcade. I don't know if he lives there or what. I hope he goes in there every day and sees my initials for the high score because he's never going to beat me.
Yeah, so what I didn't know was that the next day in the morning, Larry said he was going for a walk on the beach. He didn't. He went to the arcade, and he put himself a high score on there. That
it fits into the budget. A quarter lasts me over an hour because I'm that good.
You've had a lot of practice, Larry. So, yeah, so now I have to listen to this, what sounds like circus music to me. You know, thank goodness he's downstairs in the basement, but still, you know, I have to let him go. So, yeah, so that is our podcast for today.
Hey, you know what? It was worth it. A couple of cramps, a little bit of Visine later, whatever, and I was good to go. And I have that high score down there till, I don't know, all eternity. I hope they don't unplug it, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, God, I hope it's not one of those Seinfeld episodes where you think you're going to go buy it and get some kind of power source like George did with the
internal memory, maybe. I'm immortalized. Galaga champion. Cape May, New Jersey, summer 2025. Thank you very much, folks.
Thank you for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.